It's Wednesday, February 20th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a speech Monday night in Miami, President Donald Trump took a stand against the abject failure of socialism in Venezuela and underscored his commitment to fight against the calls from the left toward socialism here at home.
As we meet today, the people of Venezuela stand at the threshold of history, ready to reclaim their country and to reclaim their future. Not long ago, Venezuela was the wealthiest nation by far in South America. But years of socialist rule have brought this once thriving nation to the brink of ruin. That's where it is today. The tyrannical socialist government nationalized private industries and took over private businesses. They engaged in massive wealth confiscation, shut down free markets, suppressed free speech, and set up a relentless propaganda machine, rigged elections, used the government to persecute their political opponents, and destroyed the impartial rule of law. In other words, the socialists have done in Venezuela all of the same things that socialists, communists, totalitarians have done everywhere that they've had a chance to rule. The results have been catastrophic. Almost 90% of Venezuelans now live in poverty. In 2018, hyperinflation in Venezuela exceeded 1,000,000%. Crippling shortages of food and medicine plague the country. Socialism has so completely ravaged this great country that even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on. This will never happen to us.
In a related story, Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, a leftist senator from Massachusetts, proposed the socialist policy of universal child care that would limit American families' expenses to 7% of income, regardless of how many children they have in care, paid for by a tax on the ultra-wealthy. Warren's plan would cost taxpayers $70 billion per year, according to an analysis by Moody's Analytics. It would be paid for with some of the revenues from an annual wealth tax Warren has proposed on assets above $50 million. However, not all Democratic presidential contenders have bought into the siren call of socialism. Listen to this Fox News Channel reporter pose a question to Senator Kamala Harris of California.
Senator Harris, one of the most popular Democrats in America right now is the guy who won here in 2016, Bernie Sanders, describes himself as a Democratic socialist. To compete in New Hampshire in the Democratic primary, do you have to move more toward the Democratic socialist part of the party?
I will tell you, I am not a Democratic socialist. I believe that what voters do want is they want to know that whoever is going to lead understands that in America today, not everyone has an equal opportunity to an access to a path to success.
Both Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York have described themselves as Democratic socialists. Sanders won New Hampshire's 2016 Democratic presidential primary with about 60% of the vote. After legalizing abortions up to birth, New York wants to shut down a Christian adoption agency named New Hope Family Services, reports LifeNews.com. The New York State Office of Children and Family Services has singled out the religious nonprofit for its policy of prioritizing the placement of children it serves in homes with a married mother and father, and has threatened to force New Hope to immediately phase out its adoption program. An Alabama Baptist church that suffered building damage during a tornado is returning a $25,000 donation from Wind Creek Casinos, citing a conflict of interest, reports Christian Headlines. Members of First Baptist Church in Wetumpka, Alabama, are still recovering from a January 19th tornado that damaged the church's chapel and also its two-story multi-purpose building. But the church voted February 10th to return the money. The check was never cashed. Pastor James Troglin said, quote, "I pointed out we cannot keep this. If it keeps one person from listening to us with the gospel, we cannot keep it," end quote. The pastor knew well the truth articulated in James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. 2 months after sparking controversy by tweeting a blunt dissent from transgender orthodoxy, lesbian tennis star Martina Navratilova has penned an op-ed in The Times, elaborating on and standing by her opposition to letting gender-confused men compete against actual women in professional sports, reports LifeSite News. Navratilova, who has won 18 Grand Slam single titles, including 9 Wimbledon women's single titles, generally aligns with the left on LGBT issues like vehemently supporting homosexual faux marriage, but sees the erasure of sex differences in athletics as a bridge too far. In December, she came under fire for tweeting that, quote, "You cannot just proclaim yourself a female and be able to compete against women. There must be some standards," end quote. Attending the Movie Guide Awards with his wife, Catholic actor Neil McDonough opened up about why he sticks to his religious convictions even though he was once blacklisted in Hollywood for refusing to perform sex scenes, reports the Christian Post.
You get one shot at life to do things the best way that you possibly can and to give glory to God in everything that you can. Our relationship is always paramount to me in my life. Paul Newman said it best. He says, "Why go out for a hamburger when I've got a steak at home?"
McDonough is known for his performances in Band of Brothers, Minority Report, and Desperate Housewives. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.